Holy Father, make us keenly aware of thy gracious presence. Amen. I want you to think with me this morning about God. Not a philosophical nor a theological thinking, but rather of a man of religion who has learned and wants to learn to worship God and to trust in Him. I'm not thinking of a God whom we would call dear God, nor of one whom we would call you, patting Him on the back, nor of a great benevolent uncle in the upper room somewhere, but rather I'm thinking of a God like that in the vision of Isaiah when he saw him high and lifted up, and when the seraphim called one to another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." Our thinking this morning will be quite largely in the words of the psalmist of old and in the modern hymn writers. We have just sung a hymn concerning the immortal, invisible one. In the psalm, I read, "I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greater to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations." I want us to read, please, selection number 62 of the responsive readings. This reading calls to our mind the wonderful works of this Holy Father. Selection number 62. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
He watered the fields from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works.
He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. One of our modern hymn writers has seen this world, this God. I would not be pantheistic, but I think of them together. And he has called this my Father's world. And in this world, he has found a friendly place to live. And if you'll notice the last stanza, he proclaims Jesus as bringing his redemptive work to a consummation when heaven and earth shall be reconciled as one. May we stand, please, and sing hymn number 59. We worship God for what he is in himself. We worship him for his mighty works. And it is not surprising that one would find this is my Father's will, and that in this world we should find security with the God who has made it. And our security has been expressed by Psalmist. May we read, please, responsibly, number 30, God, our security. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence.
He shall guard thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust.
His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
Because thou hast made
Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him.
With all my heart will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
It is no wonder that as we worship a God like this, we find in him refuge and salvation. And I shall read another selection from the Psalms, please. Psalm number 37. When we have found refuge in God, we can begin to forget, certainly not be disturbed by the many conditions about us which might disturb. And in the words of the psalmist, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him, because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is come. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. We worship the Holy Father. We adore him for his mighty works. We find a refuge in him, and an assurance and a hope in him. And may we join in the singing of hymn number 62. The word, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.